Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Proverbs 6, 6 to 11. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 11. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler. Yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a thief, and scarcity like an armed man. My theme for reflection is waking up from spiritual slumber. Waking up from spiritual slumber. The book of Proverbs introduces us to an amusing yet convicting character, the sluggard. We smile at descriptions of this lazy figure, turning in bed like a door on its hinges or burying his hand in a dish, too tired to lift it to his mouth. But as humorous as these images are, they reveal a deeper truth about human nature. The sluggard is a warning against procrastination, laziness, and a life lacking in discipline. At times, we may all embody a little bit of the sluggard, just as many of us can be nominal Christians, believers in name, but not fully committed to living out our faith. This tendency towards spiritual sloth can creep in unnoticed, whether it is avoiding tasks we know we should do or neglecting our relationship with God. We live in a world that offers countless distractions and excuses for delaying what is important. Perhaps you recognize the procrastinator's familiar refrain, "I will do it tomorrow." We put off doing good, delay important responsibilities, and even find ourselves too comfortable to tend to our spiritual growth. Proverbs 6:6 to 11 encourages us to consider the ant, which works diligently without supervision, storing up food and preparing for the future. The ant reminds us that diligence is rewarded and laziness ultimately leads to poverty, both physical and spiritual. Beyond just procrastination, we often rationalize our inaction. Proverbs 22:13 paints the sluggard as someone who finds excuses for avoiding work, saying, "There is a lion in the road." In modern terms, we have all given silly reasons for why we haven't followed through on something. Whether we rationalize away our shortcomings or make ourselves out to be victims of circumstance, the truth remains. Our spiritual health suffers when we avoid responsibility. But Proverbs also offers hope. The solution to sluggardness is found in shifting our perspective. We are called not to pursue a life of happiness, but of holiness. Holiness involves knowing ourselves, our tendencies to procrastinate, our natural inclinations to avoid hard work, and then choosing to live with purpose. It is about embracing discipline in our daily lives, and most importantly, developing a deeper relationship with God. When we seek Him earnestly, like the ant gathering food in the harvest, we will find true satisfaction. My dear friends, in our fast-paced, constantly connected world, laziness doesn't always appear as simple idleness. It often takes the form of distraction, overcommitment, or superficial busyness that keeps us from attending to what truly matters, our relationship with God and our calling to serve others. We may fill our days with tasks and activities, yet feel spiritually empty, yearning for deeper purpose and meaning. As the philosopher Blaise Pascal once remarked, all of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone. This reminds us that it is not just inactivity that hinders us, but a failure to reflect on the deeper realities of life. Our souls need intentional time with God to be nourished, just as our bodies need food. Spiritual laziness, much like physical neglect, leads to emptiness, leaving us searching for fulfillment in the wrong places. To live purposefully, we must learn to step away from the noise and distractions of the world, prioritizing moments of quiet reflection and meaningful connection with God. Only then can we truly align ourselves with His purpose and find the fulfillment we long for. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what areas of your life have you been procrastinating or avoiding responsibility? How might this be impacting your relationship with God? Number two, what are some practical steps you can take to cultivate discipline and diligence, both in your daily life and in your spiritual walk? Gracious God, we confess that at times we have been like the sluggard, avoiding responsibility, delaying what we know is right, and making excuses for our inaction. We ask for your forgiveness and for the strength to wake from our spiritual slumber. Help us to embrace diligence, not just in our work, but in our walk with you. May we seek after holiness, living lives that honor you. Give us the wisdom to know when to rest and when to rise, and the courage to live with purpose. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and